Asian Pop Radio Australia.
Fato, fato, gentlemen.
Across the Community Radio Network, Community Radio Network.
This is Asian Pop Radio Australia.
With your host, Jay John.
Jay John on Asian Pop Radio Australia.
I'm so serious.
Jay John on Asian Pop Radio Australia.
Yes, hello and welcome to Asian Pop Radio Australia. It is Jay John, your host here, and look, to kick off the show this week, we've got the lovely Jen Star on the phone. Hey, Jen.
Hi, how's everyone going? Oh my God, I'm so excited. I'm trembling because I'm in Sydney.
Hey, it's been a while since you've started off the show with us, isn't it?
I know, it has been a while. I've been so busy doing so many things, you know, performing and whatnot and doing random MC stuff.
I was going to say, I can't keep track of if you're in Melbourne or if you're in Sydney anymore. What are you doing this time?
I'm up in Sydney for a top secret project. I can't say anything about it right now.
Oh, sounds exciting.
It's all very exciting, yes. I want to release another YouTube video within the next month or so I need to get practicing. It's going to be a very exciting project. I was just talking to my project partner. Yeah, he's very, very excited to climb on board.
I wish I had a project partner. That sounds cool.
Yeah, well, we can be project partners if you want to. You just need to approach me and propose.
Jen Star and Jay Star.
Yeah. Double J threat.
All right, cool. So we've got heaps of stuff to get to in this week's episode. We've got Sienna with a bit of an interview with a K-pop dance group. We've got Shazza coming up with a movie review. Our interview with Eat Your Kimchi, that was very exciting. We'll be playing that for you later on in the show. But I think we should get into one of the songs that were performed at K-Wave, because you were a massive part of it on the weekend, weren't you, Jen?
Oh, yeah. I was on stage for almost 9 hours. I mean, not constantly on stage, but I was emceeing the show. And it was I felt really blessed to be a part of that project. There were a lot of nice reviews. It's our very first time promoting Korean culture in Melbourne.
We'll have our K-Wave rap next.
Yeah.
Okay, so what song are we going to hear?
Let's play Wonder Girls like this.
Here it is, Wonder Girls on Asian Pop Radio Australia.
Everybody, are you ready to party? Get up.
Like this, yo.
One, two, three,
times.
Let's
go.
Come on, baby, come on.
Feel it,
y'all,
bye.
Feel it, baby, feel it.
Also,
머리, 어깨, 치고, 치고. 왼쪽으로 가 두 발 발 짚고 일어나 짚고 일어나 오른쪽으로 걸어봐 두 발 손에 머리 어깨 치고 치고 다시 왼쪽으로 가 두 발 발 짚고 일어나 짚고 일어나 모두 다 함께
J-pop hit coming up next on Asian Pop Radio Australia.
It's Wonder Girls with Like This on Asian Pop Radio Australia. I am your host, Jay John, and you are hopefully listening to us somewhere across the community radio network. If not, probably on iTunes or Podomatic. We're just about everywhere. Someone that gets around a little bit more than me these days is Jen Starr. She's on the phone. Hey, Jen.
Hi. Oh, my God. When you say gets around a little bit, I was like, oh, are you sure you're going to say this on the radio?
I mean, in the most wholesome way possible. You're a good girl.
I've been jet setting around.
You have. You've been flying, Jen Starr.
Yeah,
something like that. I won't do that again. Yeah. I keep saying okay, I won't sing again, but I keep singing.
No, keep singing. People want to hear us sing.
Okay, like maybe next time.
Girl, like this.
Now, of course, K-Wave was on the weekend. Last weekend in Melbourne, it was the first ever Korean festival to that extent, I guess, by SQ Entertainment. Now, I was only there for a little while, Jen, because I was involved in a forum at Coffee, which was also at Fed Square, and that was pretty fun. But when I walked out, I had to race off. So what I saw was pretty amazing. How do you think it went?
I think it was a tremendous success. Like, at first, I wasn't too sure when I saw, like, the massive amounts of crowd just, like, kind of standing there around the stage when we were doing sound check.
Yeah.
But, oh, my God, when the show kicked off, like, everyone was either singing along to it or dancing along to it. We had a really, really good audience in Melbourne. It was fantastic.
I was pretty excited by the amount of crowd that I saw in the little bit of time that I was there. Were crowds steady across the day?
Oh, yeah. There were, like, thousands and thousands of people. Like, there was stationary people who would kind of stay from 12 to 9 o'clock. And there were some people who just, like, came for a few hours, you know, came to check out what was happening and dance along to the songs and check out food and all the handbook showcase and everything like that. But, oh, my God, it was fantastic. I'm just, like, speechless. So, I can't even, like, stop thinking about it or talking about it.
So what was... Yeah. Why were people there? What were they there to see?
Well, they were there to see Eat Your Kimchi, as well as... Did you know Meteor was there?
I got a chance to get up pretty close and take a good photo of her giving a little, you know, a thumbs up for us. So that was good. You can see that on our Instagram.
Yeah. It was, like, kind of surprising because, like, I didn't think that they would actually bring down any really, really massive celebrities in Korea. But Brown Eyed Girls was pretty big.
Oh, yeah.
And to have Meteor fly down, it was, oh, wow. Are you guys real? For real? This is crazy.
And she also made her way to Perth, I believe.
Yeah, she was there with her DJ Schedule 1.
Yeah.
Which was, I think, Brown Eyed Girls' DJ as well. So she brought her DJ down to Melbourne as well. But they got the DJ to play on stage for about 15 to 20 minutes. He was so good.
Okay.
Yeah. And then they had, like, a flash mob happening at the bottom of the stage when the DJ was playing as well, because obviously there's not no one else on stage apart from the DJ. And I even, me and my other co-host, we just started dancing on stage as well. And then some people, when they saw it, they turned around and looked and they were, like, pointing at us.
Now, your co-host was David Park, wasn't it?
Yeah, we had David Park from the Korean Culture Office, and also we had Yan Lee from Brisbane. He was also another performer, and he's actually really, really good. Did you hear his rendition of Mona Lisa?
No!
Recorded it, but oh my God, he had, like, the rest of the crowd just dancing along to his rendition, and it was just pitch perfect.
We'll have to try, like, and track it down.
Oh, yes. I'll try to look for footage because there's quite a lot of footage on the K-Wave Festival.
So okay.
If you check it out on YouTube, just type in K-Wave Festival Melbourne 2013, or even if you just write K-Wave Festival, I reckon you'll be able to see footage.
Jenna, is there any news on a K-Wave 2 for next year?
My lips are kind of sealed on that. I'm not too sure what's happening on that side because the organisers, I mean, obviously they have to organise. I mean, to organise a new event again, it'll take a lot of effort. So I think if there's going to be a second event, I'll let them announce it.
Fingers crossed. Jenna, thank you so much for kicking off the show.
No worries. Any time for you.
Come back in studio soon. I miss you. It's getting cold. I don't know what that means.
Oh, gosh. It's getting warm.
Thanks, Jen.
All right. Well, this is Jen Starr signing off.
Hello, this is Chun.
And this is Will of 365. And you are listening to Asian Pop Radio Australia.
AKB48 with Koi Suri, Fortune Cookie, on Asian Pop Radio Australia. I'm Jay John. Now, that track is the 32nd major single released by AKB48. It was released in 7 versions. The top 64 members of this single were decided through the AKB48 32nd single, Senbatsu Susenkyo. Thanks to Jedi Scuff for that. We are across the Community Radio Network, but you can get in contact with us via social media. Just search for Asian Pop Radio Australia on Facebook. You can tweet us at Asian Pop Radio. Subscribe on YouTube and also iTunes to listen to our podcast each week. Of course, thanks to Jen Star for dropping by to kick off the show. You can get in contact with Jenna by heading to Facebook and just search for Jen Star Music and Blog. Coming up, a little bit of indie K-pop for you with Busker Busker, and we chat to Simon and Martina of Eat Your Kimchi. For now, here's a couple more highlights from K-Wave over the weekend. People have flown in and took buses from every direction to get to K-Wave today at Federation Square in Melbourne. Johnny Owls here from the AU Review. Hey, Johnny.
Hey, Jay John, how are you going?
How do you rate the crowd today?
It's 1,000 plus. It's like people everywhere. It's pandemonium here, actually.
Did you expect it to be this busy?
No, not in my wildest dreams. I don't think anyone's wildest dreams that would expect that many people. Like, it's just, it's like, it's been a spectacular event. It's been an absolute success. And I'm really happy, you know, I'm really happy it's here. It's like the first time ever we've got something like this here.
Simon and Martina looked like they were just about to get mobbed. They had a bit of a tight squeeze to get through the crowd, didn't they?
Yeah, I was surprised. They came out early and sort of walked through the crowd. So, you know, got amongst with the fans. And that's
why... people of the people, Johnny.
Absolutely. Like, you know, on this day of the election, they're getting in amongst it. And, you know, they're getting out there, meeting their fans.
Is it true at their event at the Korean Cultural Office in Sydney last night, there were that many fans that they were banging against the windows and they got a little bit of damage?
Apparently, it was 1,000 people turned up. The actual KCA only holds 300, so must have been at least 500 people outside, banging on the wheel, banging on the doors and windows, and that shows you the level of interest I have in this country.
All right, I better leave you to it so you can eat some kimchi.
Thank you.
Down at K-Wave, I'm here with Johnny of AO Crew. You're about to go on stage here
at
K-Wave.
Yes, we are. We are really excited. Yeah.
What are you guys performing today?
We are performing EXO's Wolf again. So.
Cool. How are you feeling? We're a few more days closer to you heading off to Korea for the comp, yeah?
Yeah, that's right, yeah. I got my passport finally sorted, so it's all started to like settle in. Set in that we're going soon. So yeah, really, really pumped and yeah, can't wait.
Who have you had a chance to check out today so far at K-Wave?
Well, we've been sort of just going around checking out like all the food stores. We just ran into Simon and Martina and we're gonna meet them later, so I think that's gonna be really exciting. Yeah,
cool. Good luck.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Asian Pop Radio Australia, always living in the shadows of SBS Pop Asia.
Oh, 알아요. Oh yeah. 그대여, 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 그대여.
On Joy 94.9 in Melbourne, 2SER in Sydney, and across the country on the Community Radio Network. This is Asian Pop Radio Australia.
테라스 타요 미타이 마부시 쓰기루요 베이비 큐 도쿠라오 사소떼 숨마시다 오데 모델 워킹 I like her short pants, yeah, body, one piece. I like the long hair, demon short, I'm a pretty girl. It's a that they need to let the over let the crazy foolish boy. Got then a day is the world thanks to amazing girl. It's Shoni Overall, my left hand girl. Oh, baby, what you know, the what you know.
Latest J-pop track by Korea's SHINee, that is Boys Meet You on Asian Pop Radio Australia. Looks like SHINee's lending vocals from One Direction there. What do you think? I think it sounds like a One Direction song. Still a very fun poppy summer track there from the boys. Love it. Now, you may or may not know Sienna, who is part of our Asian Pop Radio team. Sienna is based in Sydney and she likes to try and get in contact with all the fan groups, the dance cover groups, basically anything to do with Asian Pop fandom, and Sienna is there. She's contributing a great chunk to our YouTube channel, and she got another video up there this week having a chat to a group by the name of Cable Car Crew. Sienna spoke to them about that name and asked them how it came around, and also a little bit about their routine and what they get up to together. Here's a bit of a grab of that interview now, and don't forget, if you want more of it, do get onto our YouTube channel.
Hey, this is Sienna, the Sydney reporter from Asian Pop Radio Australia. We're about to play some of the audio from my interview with K-pop cover group Triple C. So how did you guys get the name Triple C?
I was messing around trying to be funny, just messing up lyrics to I Got a Boy, and someone misheard me. She's like, what? She's a cable car? And I was like, oh, that's really funny. And so when everyone was like, oh, what should we actually call our crew? I was like, oh, let's call it the Cable Car Crew. And I was like, that's the worst thing ever. But it stuck. So yeah, CCC or Triple C stands for Cable Car Crew.
Do you have any interesting crew stories?
Okay, first of all, Chris is one of our members. Before the cover contest, I invited some of my crew members to sleep over at my house. And for the lols, we decided to wax his legs. It was at least 4 a.m. And my parents were obviously not that happy about it, but we were pretty excited about it. And he was screaming, so that was the best part.
Yeah, funny story. He's a guy. He was just guilty. girl dancers, and after every single performance, everyone's like, oh, that was a guy? I didn't realize. I thought he was a girl. Like, last night we performed, and afterwards, even afterwards, the MT was like, oh, that guy's got some moves.
When we were learning Wolf, another member of ours, Jake, he was being Suho, and there's this part in the second verse when he pops up out of this little wolf cave, and he's like, yeah, gnyol jom boa, which means, hey, look at that girl. So whenever we see someone doing stupid, or if they've got a funny look on their face, we'll just like, hey, gnyol jom boa. You know, it's become tradition.
You can check out the full interview on our YouTube page, youtube.com/AsianPopRadio.
Thank you, Sienna. And do make sure you check out that interview on full by going to YouTube. Just search for Asian Pop Radio Australia and you will find our channel there, complete with all of Sienna's videos and everyone else that contributes to our group, our movies, reviews, interviews. We've got, of course, our interview with CN Blue up on there and also just added our interview with 4 Minute Live from Sydney a few weeks back. Ichikimchi coming up very, very soon. For now, I introduce you to a Thai group by the name of Getsanova. It's thanks to our admin, Paul, who's recommended the song. Says it's a nice beat. Hope you enjoy it. And of course, he's also mentioned that the actor and actress in the music video are very popular in Thailand and have many, many fans at the moment. So get to know them. Here it is on Asian Pop Radio Australia.
Hi, this is Margaret Cho, and I'm here with Jay John on the country's largest community radio Asian pop music show, Asian Pop Radio Australia.
Carbon blank, thong jabin ha, komami kayut, komami kayut. Bon san tang ti do sap son, san tang ti dan lek bai pro chai ba, lek bai pro chai ba. Lao sam mai mi kray to kray, thong koi ta sin wa tang nan man te. Pieng pro man tan, yak to ga hai di qua dam, ta tam arai, sut tai ko don bon, sut tai ko don da. แต่ที่อยู่ที่ตรงไหนก็ไม่เจอใครที่จะรู้ความจริงข้างในและยังคงเฝ้ามองหาเวลารู้สึกอ้างว้างอยากจะรู้ แค่ใครสักคนจับมือฉันไว้ในวันที่มันเหนื่อยไม่ใช่ใครที่คอยหยับซ้ำในช่วงเวลาที่ฉันนั้นล้มลงแต่จะอยู่ที่ตรงไหนก็ไม่เจอใครที่จะรู้ความจริงข้างในและยังคงเฝ้ามองหาเวลารู้สึกอ้างว้างอยากจะรู้
Sure. Hi, this is V.
This is Drew Chen.
Hi, this is Margaret Cho.
Hello, this is Chun.
And this is Will of 365.
Yo, this is Tian Tai.
Hi, this is Hoan Kik.
Hey, this is Johnny.
Hey, this is Will.
Hey, this is Ryan.
This is Teddy.
We are AO Crew.
Hi, I'm Brittany.
Hi, I'm Courtney. And we're Ruby Ice.
Hello, my name is Giring from Niji.
Hello, my name is Ethan.
Young ass here all the way from Canada, just giving a big shout out to Asian Pop Radio Australia.
Hi, this is Jonathan from Kamikaze Mugen.
Hi, I'm Simon.
And I'm Martina.
And we're from ichikimchi.com.
Yeah,
hello, we are Simu.
Asian Pop Radio Australia.
The country's largest community radio Asian pop music show.
We love you, Australia!
Asian Pop Radio Australia.
Hello, this is Asian Pop Radio Australia. I am Jay John, and look, over the last year or so, we've had a chance to interview a few K-pop personalities. We've got a chance to speak to CN Blue in Melbourne, of course, 4 Minute last weekend in Sydney, Pure over in Seoul a couple of weeks back, but I think I'm most excited about getting the chance to have a chat to these guys who have been following me.
You're lying.
Yeah, you're lying.
You guys introduced me to K-pop pretty much.
So really?
I'm blown away to be able to chat to you.
That's
I would
awesome.
Much rather speak with 4 Minute. Yeah, for sure.
I was totally honest, too nervous to know what was going on for 4 Minute.
It's surreal to meet people in person, right?
It's pretty freaky. Yeah. Well, like, because, you know, there's a chance that you're going to get to meet any sort of K-pop idols if they come for a concert, but I never thought in my wildest dreams you guys would be in Sydney and Melbourne, so
Thank you. Very exciting. We're loving it here, though.
It's great. I guess your concept's grown from a Korean for Dummies kind of blog when you originally got started to help people that were moving over to Korea to teach English.
Yeah, yeah.
And now it's kind of, you know, moved on to, like, I guess a one-stop shop for Korean food, culture, music.
Yeah,
did you see it ever going that path when you first arrived in Korea?
Not in the least,
but we're actually, like, we realized when we first came to Korea, FaceTime wasn't around.
Yeah.
So smartphones weren't around.
You know, so like when, like, we were doing these videos just to show our family what it's like, but if we had FaceTime or like anything that we could bring outside of public, we never would have started a blog because we just made this for our families.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
To think that more people than our families are watching this is still bizarre to us.
Yeah.
So. When we first came to Korea, like, I had no idea what the city was going to look like. I legitimately felt like I might be living on a farm.
We couldn't find a single
thing. And I was cool with that, you know, because, and I had no idea. So like,
one of the biggest cities in the world.
But. Yeah.
Yeah, but it just didn't seem that way online to find anything. So we decided, like, let's show people how to use their, you know, T-Money card, or let's show people how to buy garbage bags.
And you helped me, because my first trip to Seoul in 2009, I used your videos and I went to
Foreign.
Actually, I only just got a chance to go to the foreign restaurant a month ago because you guys told me to use it.
Oh, we haven't been there in a long time.
The Indian restaurant?
Yeah,
the buffet was
quite helpful. The 2 times I've gone to Korea, I found it quite difficult to get around without knowing the language. My own bad, got there quickly, didn't think to learn the basics. I mean, how's it been for you guys? You obviously went there with little Korean language first.
We didn't speak at all.
We knew like 3 words.
We didn't even read the alphabet.
You know, we knew like hello, goodbye, and I don't understand.
Yeah.
So, but like, I don't think that's a bad thing. Like, I like going to different countries and being confused. Like, there's a beauty in the aesthetic of lostness.
Yeah.
And I think people try to prepare too much for it, and like, there's no harm in floundering in another country and
charades
learning,
your skills will go up.
Like, you learn so many more things about yourself and about your own upbringing, like, the more jarring the experience is.
I remember one of our first experiences in Busan, we accidentally ordered like fish head soup, and at the time we had never seen a head of a fish in a soup.
Wow.
And we actually, like, we looked at the menu and it was coming out, and the two of us were just like, what do we do? There was no other body part. It was just a head, and so we're like trying to eat around it. So
I find it quite difficult being a vegetarian, trying to find vegetarian food.
Right.
I don't believe there's actually a word for vegetarian.
There isn't. You just have to basically say, we tell people, their advice is to say that you're allergic to meat.
Act out dropping on the floor and shaking.
Yeah, like, or like, you can have a little, if you say like, kogi an jojaeyo, they're like, oh, he doesn't like meat, but it's okay if I put
but
it
I
in.
Give him some good meat that he will like.
Or they'll put like, they'll hide shrimp in or something. Yeah. So you've got to be like, oh, kogi, like, allergy soyo. It's like, I'm allergic. And then they'll feel worried about your health.
I'll remember that next time.
But you know what? It's really changing.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep, we're going to do a video soon on a new vegan restaurant.
Oh, it's a great place for this one. Yeah.
Awesome.
Part 2 of our interview with Ichikimchi coming up next. For now, here's Young Abs with that song on the radio.
Hey, what's up? This is Young Abs out of Montreal. I want to give a big shout out to Asian Pop Radio Australia. Here's my new single, That Song on the Radio. Yeah.
No.
shawty's like a melody stuck in my head. I got a favorite song playing over again. Set the night, I'm gonna live it up with my crew, it's all about us. Got the ones I want and that's enough. This the song that made you fall in love.
See me when I'm back in the show.
Asian Pop Radio Australia.
Hi, I'm Simon.
And I'm Martina.
And you are listening to...
Use your sexy voice, Simon.
I said we're from Ichi Kimchi. I'm sorry, I forgot.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Simon.
And I'm Martina.
And we're from Ichi Dimchi... Dimchi. Cough. Hi, I'm Simon.
And I'm Martina.
And we're from ichikimchi.com.
And you're listening to...
Asian Pop Radio Australia.
So are you completely used to the Korean lifestyle now, or do you still get thrown a curveball sometimes when something completely wacky happens? You go, wow, that would not have happened, you know, back home.
Well, yeah, we're not fully acclimated to everything yet. Like, there's some things that we still can't get used to, like taxi culture. Like, even though we take a lot of taxis, it's still something that we are uncomfortable with.
There's no seatbelt. Yeah. Like, you don't put your seatbelt on, so yeah. Sometimes the seatbelts are buried in the seats, and so you're like trying to pull it out.
Yeah. And so. They're like, oh no, don't put on seatbelt. And I'm like, I don't want to die.
I'm gonna put on my seatbelt, okay? Yeah.
Did you ever expect that you'd be walking through the streets of Seoul and have to get stopped for selfies?
No.
Because how often does it happen? You get it a bit regularly, yeah?
It happens a lot, yeah.
It's on a daily basis now, yeah.
Going out on the weekends, bizarre, because I used to be able to just go out wearing whatever and pick my nose and pull my wedgies. I did that.
I don't have the right to pick my nose anymore. You know how many boogies I've hid in public on like subway bars? I didn't do that.
Is it fair to say that your interest in K-pop started with your video and how Dad's K-pop started?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, yeah. That was like really the first experiences that we had gathered from our experiences with our students.
Yeah.
And then we did that for teachers who didn't understand K-pop and weren't giving it a try.
Yeah.
They were just saying like, oh, this is rubbish, I don't like this. And we really want to say, if you get to know this, your teaching will really get better.
Yeah,
because
you're
connecting with the student's culture, you know?
Yeah. And you've been on Dead Poets Society or something, knowing how to dance K-pop style.
Yeah. Yes, that's a pretty awesome comparison.
And people just started asking us to like do more of those videos. And, like, well, there's only like we do them once a year, but then we decided, well, maybe if like people want it, so like let's start doing it on a weekly basis.
I was hanging out for every year. I must admit.
That's how K-pop Music Monday actually came
about. Awesome. How much of your success do you think is based on just pure good timing? I mean, like you said, you arrived mid-2008 and video blogging was only just starting to take off in Korea.
Yeah.
And then you were there, you knew about it all.
No, we really, that's exactly what we say a lot of the times, because people will say to us, you know, oh, I want to start a video blog, but I don't think I can because it's too late. And we always say to them, you know, that's not the case because no one else is doing what we're doing still.
Yeah.
You know how many foreigners live in Korea and have different experiences than us that they should be sharing?
Yeah.
They should be sharing their life in Busan, in Jeju, in the countryside.
Except now, like when we started K-pop Music Mondays, I didn't really know of any other chance to do something like that. But now everybody and their mom is doing music reviews.
Yeah. And K-pop
like,
reaction
the K-pop
videos.
Reactions. Like, here's the reaction.
Just can't understand reaction
videos. As soon as it comes out, okay, here's my reaction to it.
Yeah.
And then there you go.
No, you missed this.
Smashing through windows.
Now I fix my hair casually.
Speaking of smashing through windows, actually, I heard that you guys created a bit of havoc in Sydney at the Korean Cultural Office.
Yeah.
You had a whole heap of people out the front trying to get in. And is it true that the windows cracked for people?
Yeah, that's what Susie said. Yeah.
It didn't actually crack, but it almost cracked because they were pushing up and then she heard the window go. And they were like, oh God. Yeah, it was really tough because the capacity only has like 300 people and people had been waiting and then they couldn't make it in. So we went out to see them because we said, I know we shouldn't go out because it could be security, but I really want to go out.
And I feel really upset. I'm going to say this. If you're watching this, Nathaniel, like you sent us a really sad email because you drove for 7 hours to get there and you didn't get a chance to go in. And I'm so sad that we didn't get a chance to meet you and for the other people that we didn't get a chance to meet as well. But it's like we didn't expect so many people were going to come out.
We always think like 30 people are going to show up.
At most, you know? So it's
there's always next time. You'll be back.
Yes.
Pretty
for sure.
Yes.
Oh, it's great here. So I'd love to come back.
What's next for Icha Kimchi? Anything else on the horizon that we're, you know, perhaps places you might be traveling next? Or?
We're heading to Europe.
We're doing a European tour in October, yes.
Yeah, so we're heading to
Amsterdam.
Norway. Wait, you're going backwards.
Okay.
Norway. Sweden.
Amsterdam.
No, you skipped Poland.
Poland. No, I think I don't remember the exact schedule, but there's Poland and Amsterdam. So there are four countries that we're going to be doing.
We're hitting France, but not as a fan meeting, just in between to have like 2 days to.
We didn't actually announce that yet.
I mean,
France, you had it here first. Do you have a final message for your Aussie fans?
So much for watching us. I'm amazed that you watch us and I hope that you keep on doing so. I don't necessarily understand why you watch us, but thank you for doing so nonetheless.
And we were so happy to meet you guys because you're the closest to our time zone. So we talk to you guys the most, I think.
Yeah.
And you guys are the ones that are always like, it's K-pop Music Tuesday because it's 1 o'clock in the morning for you. And it's still midnight and it's still like the morning in North America. So we're like, we've got time. So you guys help keep us in check about remembering that there's other people around the world watching our
this whole
just the daylight savings time throws it out
The whole K-Wave festival was a wonderful experience and like I hope that we see more festivals like this in the future. It was just awesome.
I'd be back next year. Thank you very much. Nice
so
to
great
you.
To meet you.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you
and see you next time.
Yes.
Asian Pop Radio Australia.
Turn it up, 어색한 분위기 내시려 시계침 소리가 원래 저리도 커스가 목에 침 넘어가는 소리만 들려 뭐랄까 Look, baby 난 그저 너와 아침을 맞고 싶어 오늘이 밤이 다가기 전에 둘만의 secret party 근데 넌 like Cinderella 12시 땡치면 집에 갈라 hey, 혼자인 밤은 길어 calling it up 너의 부모님 센 척하지만 맘에 걸려
SOS 진도는 멀어
Oh 이런 잠깐 나 왜 이러지 취해 나 어지러워 잠이 들어
집에 가지마
잔치 어떤 모토 막을 수 없죠 하나 가득 느낌 그대로 멈춰
Hey, I can't let you go 너와 좋지라도 떨어질 수 없어 억지로 참지 말았죠 집에 가지 마 baby 너에게 줄 순 우리 없는데 오늘은 집에 가지 마 baby yeah.
널 만난 후로 처음이야 집이 염해서 겁나지만 excited
휴대폰 진동
안좋은 진동
주인종 딩동
비하란 신호 빙동
확신을 도와주긴 여보게 길을 삼아 너도 너에게
이 세상 가장 예쁜 fiancé 푸른 초원 님과 함께
Wall and wild 하지만 soft
책이 묻지 말 아예 못해
Yeah you know what I mean 이걸 설명하긴 어려워 하긴 비디오보문
조명을 낮추고 너와 시선을 맞추죠
꽉 잠긴 단추도
살짝 풀고
입이 마르고
눈을 잠그고
집에 가지마 baby 너에게 줄 순 우리 없는데 오늘은 집에 가지마 baby yeah.
This is Shazza with the Asian Pop Radio Australia Movie Review. Movie Review.
She gets our 5 stars.
This is Shazza on Asian Pop Radio Australia. For the closing movie of Kofia, they played The Thieves. Briefly, The Thieves is a movie about a group that go around stealing valuable objects. Simple, right? Wrong. When one of the heists goes wrong, not only are they in trouble for being thieves, but the new bad guys might just be trying to take the lives of our main characters. They begin the movie with having two of the main female characters trying to steal a very valuable object from a museum by having the younger attractive girl seduce the museum owner and having the other lady play her mother. The story starts getting interesting and the plot thickens when one of the cords breaks during the heist and the police are called. What is interesting about this movie is that you will like the main characters even though they are bad people who steal. As you learn more about each character, the more you'll begin to like them and understand their emotions. I personally found this movie very confusing, as there are many main characters. However, everyone I talked to about it said it was an amazing movie, and some of them aren't that into Korean culture. What may confuse you at the end is that people change faces, literally and metaphorically. The people at the beginning may not necessarily look like the people in the end, and I could say that again for the people that died during the movie. This movie has many famous actors and actresses in it. For example, Yenikul is played by Jun Ji Hyun, who is famous for being in the movie My Sassy Girl. The leader of the group of thieves is Poopy, who is played by Lee Jung Jae. Lee Jung Jae is a famous model turned actor, and since his acting career began in 94, he has worked on many films and even a drama. As you can see, it is an all-star cast. The movie is set in Hong Kong and South Korea. So with the international aspect and the famous cast, the movie was going to be famous as well. The movie has distribution rights in many countries, including Singapore, Malaysia, Taiwan, China, Hong Kong, Brunei. According to Wikipedia, 436,622 tickets to see the movie were sold on its release date, and by its 22nd day, 10 million tickets had been sold. Kim Soo-hyun, who played Sampano, fulfilled his pledge and gave the 10 millionth viewer a piggyback. This happened to be a female schoolgirl. Thank you for listening to my movie reviews about Kofia. Next week, I will go back to reviewing Madman DVDs. If you haven't already, like our Facebook page and subscribe to us on your favourite SNS.
Asian Pop Radio Australia.
Fato, fato, gentlemen. passions away.
Across the Community Radio Network. Community Radio Network.
This is Asian Pop Radio Australia.
With your host, Jay John.
Jay John on Asian Pop Radio Australia.
I'm so serious.
Jay John on Asian Pop Radio Australia.
That is it from us. Another week of Asian Pop Radio Australia. Don't forget, it doesn't end here. You can make sure you interact with us right throughout the week on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter. Subscribe to us on Podomatic or iTunes. We're also on Quickie. We're pretty much everywhere. So search Asian Pop Radio Australia and see what happens. Thanks to Sienna for her great interview with the cable car crew this week. Of course, to Shazza for the regular Asian Pop news update. To Kofia for our involvement this year. I hope you can involve us again next year. It was a great festival. K-Wave, of course, over to Helen Lee. Thank you for your assistance there. Thanks to Simon and Martina for our interview, Icha Kimchi, and to all our regular contributors, Jenna, Henry, Travis, Paul. You guys know who you are. Going to leave you with a Vietnamese ballad now, thanks to our admin, Aboki. Hope you enjoy it. If you want to find out more about this ballad, it's on our Facebook page. Until next week, have a great one. Stay safe.
Asian Pop Radio Australia, thanks to Joy 94.9 in Melbourne, to SER in Sydney and every radio station across the Community Radio Network who support and play our program.
Cho những thương vơi đầy về đi cho những...